The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, tells us that a person should always complete his parshios with the tzibur, Shnai Mikra of Echa Targum, but doesn't provide a source for this chiyuv of Shnai Mikra. The assumption is that it's a chiyuv derabanan, like any other chiyuv, but where exactly can we find an allusion to the chiyuv for Shnai Mikra? The Aruch HaShulchan has a fascinating idea. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that Bevadai b'sha shatikin Moshe Rabbeinu likros b'Torah tikin gam kein takanazu shekol echad yikra shnayim mikra v'echad targum. Says Aruch HaShulchan that when Moshe instituted reading from the Torah every Shabbos, at that point there was the takana to also fulfill the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. That almost sounds like a Chi of Daraisa. But the assumption from most of the poskim is that it's only a Chi of Daraban, and the Lavush, in fact, tells us more famously, Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael Haboy Mitzrayma. Ve'ele Shmos stands for Ve'chayev Adam. It's an acronym. V'chayev Adam Likros HaParsha, that's Ve'ele, Shmos Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. And who's Chayev? B'nei Yisrael. So Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael is an allusion to the obligation of each person to read Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. However, the Chassam Sofer finds a different source for the obligation of Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. In this week's Parsha, in Perek Chav Zayin, we're told about this commandment, the commandment about setting up the stones on Har Eval. And in addition to setting up the stones on Har Eval, we're also told about placing 12 stones in the Yardane. And then, even though it's not very clear from the Parsha, we're also supposed to erect another 12 stones in Gilgal. And that we see from Yoshua, that Yoshua, when they crossed the Yardane, they took the stones that were in the Yardane and were able to use the other stones. And after they placed 12 stones in the Yardane, they took an additional 12 stones and were able to use them and erect them in Gilgal. And that's essentially what the Gemara in Sota writes. The Gemara in Sota on Lamed Hei Amud Beis tells us, Nimsisata Omer, Shlosh Mini Avanim Hayu. There were three different stones that were set up around as they entered into Eretz Yisrael. There was one in Arvos Moav, which was erected by Moshe, Be'ever Hayardin Be'eretz Moav, Hoel Moshe Be'er HaTorah, so Be'er Heitev. That was Moshe's building of the stones, and the other two were completed by Yoshua, one in the Yardane and one set in Gilgal. And writes the Chassam Sofer, if you look carefully in the Pesukim, it's Mistaber, he argues, that the two sets of stones in the Yardane and in Gilgal were written with the Chumash. In other words, the Chumash was written, or the Torah was written, on those stones. What was written on the stones on Har Eval? Well, if you look carefully in the Pesukim, in this week's Parsha, it sounds like V'chasavta al ha'avanim is called Divri HaTor HaZos Ba'er HeTev, that on those stones that are going to be on Har Eval, in Arvos Moav, those are going to be written Be'er HeTev, B'shivim Lashon, in 70 languages. So says the Chassam Sofer, you're going to have two sets of stones where the Torah is written in Lashon HaKodesh, and you have one set of stones where they're going to be written in 70 different languages. If that's the case, says the Chassam Sofer, we see, perhaps, a source for Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Here we have we're writing the Torah twice in Lashon HaKodesh and once Beferish. Granted, it's 70 different languages, but the idea that is there's only Echa Targum. Why only Echa Targum? Writes the Chassam Sofer, the only Targum that we have from those original 70, the only tradition we have is Targum Onkelos, is the Targum that Onkelos received, which is the Aramaic tradition, from, as the Gemara says, from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Everything else has been forgotten. If that's the case, all we have is only one Targum. So from the 70 possible Targumim, only one is a possibility to utilize, and that's the Targum Onkelos. And therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, we have an obligation here. Yisari, you see the source of Chazal's requirement to read Shnayim Mikra ve'echa Targum. But why? Why was it so important to have Shnayim Mikra ve'echa Targum? Why, when we set up in Gilgal and in the Yardane, we had two Torahs in Lashon HaKodesh and one in Targum, then no one should think that the Targum is equal to the Torah. That's why we always read the Torah twice and the Targum only once. But here, and I've never seen this before, here we have a new source, a new possible source for the reason, or for the chiyuv of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, a chiyuv d'Rabbanan, but in a remez is found not only in Ve'elah Shmos B'nei Yisrael, and not just the Orach HaShulchan's idea that Moshe instituted Shnayim Mikra when he instituted the chiyuv to read every Shabbos, to read the Torah every Shabbos, but now we see it, perhaps, says the Chasam Sofer, from the obligation to set up those three groups of stones, one in Arvos Moav, which was done Be'er Heitev in Targum, and the other two in the Yardane and in Gilgal, which is Lashon HaKodesh, Shnayim Mikra, Ve'echad Targum. Have a wonderful day.